Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you feel like you're repeating the same patterns again and again? And it's really impacting your progress in life and your confidence and your self-esteem. Well, today I'm going to talk about healing and confidence. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra special point for you then as well. For me, it's been, as I've said in previous episodes, if you're not tuned into them, I've had a couple of really challenging years, let's say. I was about to use another word then. I was going to use the word rough, but it's always growth. And sometimes I have to remind myself that, admittedly. And I'll be honest, I'm a human being. Now and then I've got into some bad behaviors and bad reactions to other people. Not as bad as maybe I would have got like 5 and definitely 10 years ago. But there were times when I could have behaved better. I could have responded rather than reacted to people in a different way. And I started going really inward and looking for the support and guidance, because I believe we can't do anything alone. It's down to us to work on ourselves and actually do the work on ourselves, of course. Yeah, getting guidance, getting support is really, really key. And that's what I started doing, like researching. And the best thing, obviously, getting one-to-one support or being in programs. And that's why I don't believe in just having free stuff, listening to podcasts and reading and watching YouTube videos. That's amazing. I do all that stuff. I don't personally feel it's enough, because you're just left to your own device still and you get in that same pattern. So having that guide really helped me. Now, I personally lost a lot of people when I was younger. And that for me has really come out in some challenging situations. So like, job situations and in a like relationship dating sort of situations as well. And I had some really hard setbacks in both areas. And then my wounds, my childhood sort of like wounds or unconscious wounds with inside myself really started getting impacted, not from the situations that are arising, even though they were, you know, challenging. Sometimes when you get, I found when I've got impacted by a situation in the present, it's activated a series of wounds that I've not addressed in the past. Now, there's all kinds of wounds, right, in our lives and experiences as we grow up. We can have repeated experiences, which are challenging. Now, if you're getting the same, I believe you're getting the same thing again and again, like maybe you're going into bad relationships or you're getting abandoned, or maybe you just keep sabotaging it, having challenges with money. There's some kind of wound there that you've not healed, because that's attracting more of the negative stuff. I don't believe in just being unlucky. I believe we create our own circumstance. And that's controversial, I know, but how empowering does it feel when you're able to take control and say, I can control my healing. I can control how I feel and what I can do. Obviously, you can't control the world and external, you can control yourself. And I know there's a lot of different wounds we can have, right? For example, like it can make generalizations out of people. Like I hear women, not all women, but sometimes women who've been really hurt by maybe a narcissistic or nasty men. I apologize for those that are out there. But you know, there are good guys out there as well, and you know, women may generalize from that wound to like all men are idiots, all men are horrible, all men are cheaters. And like I'm gonna be honest, I've been on the other end of that. Well, not exactly the same as like being cheated on, but you know, had some nasty behavior at me as well, so that's made it a really hard wound for me to work through as well over the years. So the thing is, when we start, if we don't address the wounds, it can make it really hard. Now, it's an ongoing process, right? And it's about how we respond to things, right? We have physical wounds when we hurt ourselves, maybe on our arm, maybe on our leg, or somewhere on our body. and they heal over time. And sometimes some wounds, you know, you still got a bit of a scar. It takes time to heal, and there's certain thing your body doesn't naturally. Now, emotional wounds, there are ways of helping them. It's just if we don't know they're there, we can't heal them. So how is it helping you by going through the same things again and again and not and having these wounds that are left unhealed? Because it's probably impacting how you see the world and therefore how you move forward with your life. So I want to go through a few things that have really helped me identifying wounds within me, being able to sit with that and therefore be with myself, create a better connection with myself, and therefore be able to live a better life than just getting angry, resentful more often. And it's still a work in progress, like I say. So the first thing is, if something, as the word they say is like trigger, like suddenly you see someone or you hear something or you read something on social media and it makes like you're like angry, makes you anxious or something like that, that is indication that there is a wound there from something, right? I've had it myself many, many times, right? So get curious. Get curious. Be like, maybe if it's really bad, might need to do something like take some deep breaths, go for a walk or something like that. When you're in a position where you're at least, you know, you're neutral, you're okay, just get curious. What was that about? Why did I behave in that way? And sit with it. If you're like, oh, I'm too busy to do that, well, it's just going to continue. And actually, it's going to drain more of your time by being caught up in this continual wounding. Now, obviously, if you're at work, you might not be able to do it straight away, or business or whatever, or in a situation, find some time to be curious about it. Just journal it out and just think about what was that about, right? For example, you might see something, posters on, someone comments to you and says, oh, like, you put a post up and then they say, oh, that's rubbish, you're talking rubbish, and you get really angry, right? And you don't even know the person. So that, and by the way, this is not me saying, oh, just feel positive, ignore them, because I think there's too much of that rubbish out there and it's not helpful. It doesn't help us heal. Instead, what I find effective in those situations is to go, okay, let's resource. Now, that kind of thing wouldn't impact me, admittedly, because I haven't got that kind of wound. I've always put myself, I've been very fortunate over the last few years, I put myself out there enough to know there's an idiot going to make a comment or so. But yeah, just get curious, like, interesting. Okay, I got annoyed by that. Why did I get annoyed by that? What maybe is that activating within me? What maybe from my childhood is that activating? So that's the first one. Second, get honest. Get honest with your triggers. Like, things that are annoying you or upset you or activate you, be honest with yourself. If you're like, I've done this many times, being like, ah, nah, it doesn't bother me, or things like that. It's like, it's just not going to, it's not going to help. Progress starts with truth. So get honest with things that activate those wounds. And then the third one, get some support, right? I was talking about this earlier. You're not going to heal on your own, right? Now, okay, you might not have thousands to invest in a coach. Can you get some kind of support from friends or family? Now, I would advise, obviously, me the best possible way is to get an expert, like a mentor or a coach. That's always the best approach. The next best thing is, you know, get a lower price one, or get someone like, I don't know, some kind of therapy service. BetterHelp's really good. I'm not, I am an affiliate of them or anything, but I used to use them. That could be useful, or you could get friends or family. Now, there are some, be very cautious about this, because sometimes people, and I even noticed this the other day, I shared a very vulnerable post on social media, and people, it's brilliant because, you know, people can connect and they're like, you feel a good connection in a positive way from social media. And then like I had some mates saying, you know, oh, let's catch up. Let's go for a coffee or something like that. I thought, okay, great. But then I'd had the odd person who just wants to give their opinion and their view of the world. So just be cautious about who you get support from. I have a very, very good one-to-one somatic coach, and he's very unbiased, very present and listens. It's awesome. If you can get someone like that in your corner, it is amazing. Okay, and then I have an extra point for you as well. Just before I get onto that, though, I wanted to remind you that if you'd like a particular topic or subject in future, all you got to do on the Q&A to this is hit what your answer is. What would you like more of? Okay, and my final point for you, to really start working through some of these wounds and healing yourself, is visualize yourself as an younger child. Sit of yourself as 3, 4, 5 years old and listen to them. What do they want? What do they need? What do they feel really hurt by? And it'll surprise you the kind of things they come up with. And that gives you a bit of an indication of what things might be unsettled. And I'll give you an example. For me, and this is, again, being very, very open and honest with you. For me, I had a few times as a kid, I got lost. Well, not a few times, but certainly a couple of significant times when I got lost. And I therefore got very fearful of being on my own or someone going missing something. And I've got an amazing family and everything like that, so I'm very fortunate. Now, in the dating and relationship setting, I could get, for many years, I get very uncomfortable. I wasn't someone who texts constantly. I was actually held back a bit. I got very uneasy when someone ignores me. And it's still, if I'm honest, a bit, I've got to work on this still. If, like, the girl I'm dating or with perhaps was away for a bit longer, I get very, very anxious. And I know I'm not alone in this. I hear this many, many times. I mean, a lot of guys will try and be macho and be like, oh, no, it doesn't impact me or whatever. It did impact me. And that's because that inner child had some of those abandonment wounds. And until I've been able to talk to that inner child, hug him and tell him I love him, that was a major, major challenge. And I wouldn't lash out or anything, I'd hold it in, but I felt awful. And your energy always comes across, so you know, other people notice anyway in the end, even if you're not saying it verbally. So that's an exercise, visualizing a child. So that's what I've got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.